Good afternoon, gamblers.
Hello.
Guppy?
Good morning.
There it is. Thank you. This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. I am joined by the one and only Todd McComas. How are you doing today, buddy?
Good, buddy. Took a few days off of gambling. Kind of cleansed the palate. We had some stuff going on, so we didn't put one out on Friday. I didn't bet over the weekend. I feel refreshed.
Brand new. During these summer days, it looks like we might be dropping down. Maybe we might do like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing as far as this show. But we'll keep you updated. I mean, if you don't see an episode come out that day, that probably means that we just probably weren't able to do one that day. We got a busy time of the year. Big things are coming. You'll find out soon. Gumpy.
And you can always follow our bets.
There they are.
There they are.
There they are. MyAction.app/ProBroBets or MyAction.app/Diggs with an S. Or Todd McComas, correct?
Yeah.
Todd's hot.
Todd's always hot, Gumpy. What's yours? What's yours? MyAction.app/what?
Bubba Gumpino.
Bubba Gumpino.
There. Yeah, follow us separately. If you don't see an episode, you'll see what each of us
individually.
Are picking. Maybe grab one from each, put together a parlay, or if you like one person over another, go with what they got.
Yeah, and
it's easy.
And as we said last episode, we're not just Todd. Todd is always hot. So
but as a group, we are sizzling.
Sizzling. Let me give you the stats now. You know, over the last those are my bets. Those aren't as good. Last 7 days, 15-7-2.
Hey.
68%.
Oh my gosh.
Plus 5.5 units. The last 30 days, look at this fucking number. 46-25-7, 65% for plus 13 units.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Plus 13 units, my friends.
Making money!
Making fucking money. Let's go. All right. So we are back here today. Today is Monday, July 22nd. Congrats to Shane Lowry. I'm happy an Irishman won.
Yeah, dominant performance.
Dominant performance, and he was also putting in a dominant performance after the Open in the bar. If I could drink with some Irishmen in Northern Ireland, it seems like a fucking great time, Todd.
You know what I didn't realize were after you win an Open, like the amount of hugs after that win before you can get to the ceremony is incredible.
So many. Gumpy, did you get up early to watch any of this?
Oh, yeah. $16,000 that guy won. $150 bet. Did you see that yesterday?
$150 bet. He got him at plus 105. Or sorry, that was wrong. Yeah. Sorry.
Way higher than that, wasn't
it? Sorry. 105-1. That's on me. 105-1.
The hat off, when you take the hat off when you win a golf tournament, I feel is one of the most special moments in sports.
Oh, it really is, dude.
The crowd, to your family, to the guy you were golfing with. It's respect.
He was still up by like fucking 5 or 6 strokes or whatever, and he didn't celebrate until that ball hit the green on 18, because he knew at that point all you had to do was like 6 putt, and he would have been fine.
And he's a gentleman. He didn't want to run.
He's a gentleman.
We all remember the meltdown from the Open years ago.
Yes, we do. All right, so that happened this weekend, and then this is actually the final week without some sort of football game until February. So it's coming, boys. It's coming soon. Camps have started. I'm fucking fired up. So we will be having college and NFL picks coming soon, later this fall. Cannot fucking wait. I'll be honest, I'm probably going to bet on some preseason just because it's been a long time since we've been. True degenerate gambling move to bet on preseason. Today we got baseball, though. So let's go best bets. Gumpy out in Canada, you want to go best bet first?
I'm going to go back. I'm hopping back on the Sonny Gray train again today. Didn't work out last week, but he's getting plus a half again at Milwaukee, minus 140. I'm going to take it every time.
So you're going first 5 plus a half for Sonny Gray there.
You got her.
Okay. And then he's going against, is it Chase Anderson?
Yep.
Is it his first start for the Brewers? Because he was on the Marlins at I believe earlier this year. Why, Todd, you got an opinion on that game?
Yeah, I took the first 5 under.
Okay.
I feel like Sonny Gray and Chase Anderson are both fucking red hot in July. Chase has a 2.66 ERA this month and in like 20 innings pitched, and Sonny Gray has a 1.29 ERA with 21 innings pitched. I look for a low-scoring game, and I like what you're saying, Gumpy. I hope it turns out that way because we are on that Sonny Gray train, but I definitely think it's a low-scoring first 5.
Okay, what's your best bet, Todd?
My best bet is the Twins. First five money line versus the Yankees. Okay. Going against
double,
the grain a little bit.
Double. Wow.
Nice. Let's go, Gump. They're one of the, I mean, let's look. They're one of the best hitting teams against lefties. They're facing lefty CC Sabathia, Mr. Unpredictable. He has a 5.84 ERA on the road, and the Twins are starting lefty Martin Perez. He's 8-3 with a 3.49 ERA at home. Since June 1st, the Yanks are 26th in the league hitting against southpaws. I really like this matchup.
All right, so, and let me clarify there, you're going first five money line, is that correct?
Correctamundo.
I hopped on that last night. They were getting plus a half at home at minus 125 first five. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's minus 130 now. Yeah. So that those are your two best bets. My best bet today, I can't believe I'm doing it, Gumpy.
You're going, I know what you're doing. I can feel it in my plums.
Oh, I'm going to love this if it's what I think it is.
Go with the Boston, go with the Boston Red Sox.
No.
First five, okay? Money line. Is that okay?
You don't even take the plus a half?
Well, let me, what's the plus payout? A half number?
Who are they? Who's, it's Rodriguez and against, I'm not sure who he's facing.
Yeah.
Well, what do you get money line at?
Jalen Bleek.
Yeah. Beaks.
No, so I'm going minus 135.
That's pretty
money
good.
Line.
That's pretty
for
good.
The Red Sox. Let me tell you why, okay? Eduardo Rodriguez, 3 starts in July, 4 in runs, 1.96 ERA, going against Tampa Bay, who is the 28th best hitting team the last 6 weeks against those. So, and then for the Rays, Jalen Bleek, it's his very first start. And Boston is number 9 versus left-handed pitching since July 1st. So I am going with the Boston Red Sox. Fucking
he always comes in after the other guy that pitches an inning.
Yeah. It's his first start. He's been following Stanek, I believe.
Exactly. Yeah.
But Stanek is not opening today. They're going with him first. So we'll see how he handles that situation.
Yeah, could throw him off.
Rodriguez has been pitching better. He's had so much potential. He's all just always been this enigma where he's gotten hot and then he just can't seem to maintain it, but he has been pitching well lately.
It's a big week for the Bo Sox because I know they struggled over the weekend a little bit.
They got a tough run. They got Tampa Bay and the Yankees. It's kind of make or break your season right now, this next week or two for them.
Well, and I'm going to trust them today. So.
And Cashner's been fucking awful since we got him.
All right, Todd, what else do you got, buddy?
I hate to do this to you, but I got the Cardinals money line at Pittsburgh.
I knew it was coming.
I really like Daniel Ponce de Leon in this matchup. He's 1-0, 2.80 ERA. His one win is on the road. Trevor Williams is starting for the Pirates. He's having a very, very tough July with 11 innings pitched, giving up 13 earned runs. He has a 6.37 ERA at home. I feel for you in this one, buddy. It's not like I'm a Cardinals fan, but I really like this matchup.
No, and I also looked at the Cardinals in this one, but
that's where I thought you were going.
But no.
Ponce, I did too.
I was going too, but he got roughed up. He pitched against the Pirates on the 17th, so 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Archer twirled a gem, and that Archer had 2 hits that game actually against him.
Yeah, and then he went 3 innings. Gave up 8 hits and 4 in runs in a home run. So I just wanted to stay away since just 5 days ago he got roughed up a little bit against the Pirates. So I just I thought, trust me, because the Pirates have been fucking god-awful since the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It was the first five at minus 105 I saw. I thought that I just couldn't turn down that number with him on the mound.
Todd, you're going first five or full game minus 115?
First five.
Yeah, I'll take first five.
Okay, we're doing first five instead. All right, Gumpy, were you on that too? Were you fucking double stamping that?
Yeah, we got a lot of double stamps. This is good, boys. This is feeling good.
Yep. What's another one from you?
I got on this last night. I don't know what the number's at now. First five minus 150, Cleveland in Toronto with Clevinger on the mound. He's been really good lately, 3-2, 3.57, and the Blue Jays just stink.
Minus 170 is what I was seeing it at.
Yep.
I'm actually going to go full game line there. Just because when it's a better team, I like giving them all 9 innings to try to win the game. You know what I'm saying?
Fair play. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Clevinger, in his last 3 starts, that's on me, 17 innings, 2 earned runs. And then I don't even know this fucking guy's name who's going for Toronto, Ryan Barrique. It's his first start of the year. And Cleveland's been the sixth best team versus left-hand pitchers.
I was all over.
Sounds like a great
Tigers,
bet.
The Tigers were plus a half at home against Toronto in the first five. I wrote that all weekend long.
Well, yeah, I mean, Toronto's terrible. Were you a big Tigers fan this weekend, huh?
Oh, yeah. And Daniel Norris pitched against the Blue Jays Saturday, who was mm-hmm. traded from the Blue Jays. So it was a big get-back Adam game. So mm-hmm. I was heavy on that on Saturday.
Todd, you got any others, buddy?
I do. I have Seattle Moneyline versus the Rangers.
Oh, Seattle. We haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah, I know. I'm just here to tell you, if you see a solid lefty against the Texas Rangers, lean toward that lefty. The Rangers have lost 8 of 9 on the road, too, and they've lost their last 8 road starts with Adrian Sampson pitching. I really like this here. Marco Gonzalez is a lefty. He's solid since June 1st. The Rangers are last in the league hitting against lefties since July 1st. They're 23rd. Anytime you see a solid lefty against the Rangers, go with that lefty.
I agree. That's a good pick, Todd. Gumpy, you got any more?
No. If the Rangers are losing with Lance Lynn on the mound, though, I'm riding with Todd there.
All right, Todd, you got any more?
I do not. That's it for me.
All right, that's it for all of us. We got a 7-teamer today. 17 parlay.
I like it.
Nice little
solid
winner here.
I feel good about it.
Okay, we're going first five Cincinnati Reds. We're going first five Reds in Milwaukee under 5. Mm-hmm. First five Twins. First five Red Sox. First five Cardinals. Cleveland Indians. First five or full game. Your choice. Take it. It's the same number. Whatever you feel better with. And then Seattle Mariners money line. -110 from Todd.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 7-teamer parlay. $5 to win $345.36.
Hey.
That's a good start to the week.
Real good start. That's
I feel pretty
Monday.
Good. I actually feel really, really good about this.
I do too. The consensus was there. I think we were all on the same page. Hey, 7 games? That's not hard to do.
No, it's not.
You know what they call today's show?
What's that, buddy?
The meeting of the minds.
It was a nice meeting of the minds. We took 3 days away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out you come back. We're still on the same page. We're still on the same page, Gumpy.
We're going to stay hot. We're going to stay hot.
Foot in my mouth Friday night. LA Galaxy were plus 340 to win that game, and I didn't even look at it.
Oh, and you didn't realize that Zlatan was going to just do Zlatan things, huh? Guy's the best.
Unreal. Just put the whole league on blast.
What do you say that he is a Ferrari in a league full of
Fiats.
Oh,
yep.
I love that.
Asked him, he doubled down. They go, you said you were better than this player? He goes, no, I didn't say I was better than this player. I said I was better than the entire league.
Well, he's not fucking wrong. All right, Gumpy, appreciate you calling in as always. Everyone else, we appreciate you listening as always. Follow us on Twitter at BroRoboBets, like we said before, on myaction.app/BroRoboBets. And we will talk to you Wednesday, I believe. I think that's what we're going to do, Gumpy. Cool with that?
Yep.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.